coming up and what's going on. So now we got a few people in. It's going to be a little bit slow tonight because it's, like I said, fascist book didn't let me get the word out early enough. Not sure what's going on with that. It's very weird. Anyway, so I don't know how many of you have seen this, but the two things going on right now. One of them is New York has gone crazy over this shooting in Buffalo. All of a sudden, they want to send conservative, police all over the state to shut up and arrest good conservatives and good Christians and anyone who owns a gun, pretty much. Or of course, in New York State, it's hard to own a gun, but they're going after everybody at this point in New York, and they're going. The administration have gone more insane. I don't know if you heard it, but last night early this morning they passed a resolution in the House, and it's supposed to go to the Senate, that they want to completely crack down on guns. They want every gun owner to apply for a federal firearms permit. You have to have a federal firearms permit to own a gun. That's what they want. Now, for the federal firearms permit, you've got to take a class. You got to prove you can shoot in the field. You got to give your fingerprints and your name and all that in residency. And if it changes, you got to update them, et cetera. Boy, I just this brings to light the utter importance of these elections in the fall. And it also brings to point, why do you have in Pennsylvania, why is the race? We have two people running for Senate in Pennsylvania, and neither one is a good person. Why did they come from out of state? Why did special interest groups and PACs put tens of millions of dollars behind their campaigns? Why did they do that? Why would you want to spend $10 million or $100 million of your own money to go down to Washington, D.C. to earn $180,000 a year, plus a few perks? I don't get it. Now, if I had $10 million, let alone $100 million, if I had $10 million in the bank right now, free and clear of all other expenses, $10 million over and above what I owe, I sure as hell wouldn't be running for anything. I'd be traveling the world, sitting at home, enjoying life, doing what I want, making crafts and arts and writing books. I wouldn't be wasting my time down in the Congress or the Senate. It's stupid. There's got to be a reason, and that's the whole point of these elections. And right now, it looks like we've been infiltrated. All the conservatives have been infiltrated. Conservative parties have been infiltrated. And, I even have to question Donald Trump. But the cool thing about Donald Trump, I got to tell you the real cool thing about Donald Trump, that I'm seeing more and more. Now, in Pennsylvania, we had 7 Trump-endorsed candidates. And if the far left-wing extremist Muslim makes the take after the election pans out, we'll have all 7, but at least it's 6 out of 7 so far that Trump picked. So there's still a lot of support for Donald Trump, at least in the conservative, the Republican Party and with conservatives. How that will pan out on the middle of the road in the fall, that's a good question, because we've got some serious extremists. We've got Doug Mastriano. Boy, Doug Mastriano is, I don't know, he makes Benito Mussolini look liberal. I mean, this guy is absolutely insane. And don't get me wrong, I would like the whole government to run the way he suggests. I think it's fantastic. I just don't think you can win doing that, because these far left, brain dead, uneducated liberals refuse to listen to anything other than what they believe in. So you've got to kind of tone it down just a little bit. I mean, I get it. I get it, but you don't want one side or the other, but you can't have somebody that's not going to win in the fall. That's the craziest thing, And it's crazy. They're talking about the residency, and Eric is saying there should be a residency requirement. There are certain residency requirements in Pennsylvania, in certain state, in most states. But they're not very, you have to have a presence in the state, basically, anywhere in the state. And you know that even for if you run for the house, you don't even have to be in your district. They'll call you a carpetbagger, but they they'll still let you run. Yeah, hi Anna. My daughter finally came in. She's running late. She's playing with her stupid embroidery. Well, I can't call it stupid. She's got this wonderful. I'm amazed. She's got really nice stuff. And but at least she's made it tonight. Good evening. You didn't miss much. You didn't miss too much. And hey Joanne. Saw you sneak in. Sorry, I don't know if you guys caught it, but I've had issues with Fascist Book tonight. It wouldn't let me share my post, so I had some issues. But it would let me. But Messenger was working, so I could post it in there. So what's going on in the elections? If you look across the country right now, you're seeing that this. You know, everybody's laughing at Donald Trump, and they'll be laughing out the other side of their face, and when you missed it, Joanne. She's asking who wanted PA. I'm gonna have to go all over that again. Yeah, hang in there. We'll go over this. We're gonna scroll back to that. We're gonna claw back. Don't worry about it. So, but in all the country, if you look at the number of candidates that Trump has endorsed, you know, a lot of them don't make sense. But when you look deeper into it, it's like, well, that's because he's looking who can actually win that. That's the key. You know, can you win the election? Now, the problem is when he goes a little too far with this Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. That was, and I understand you don't want this two-time hedge fund manager whose wife is a bigger hedge fund manager coming from the deep state, you know, rat's den or whatever. But that deep state, you know, pseudo, I don't know what you would call it. I'm trying to think of the right term, the right politically incorrect term for someone that's a true deep state rhino. I'll figure it out. Yeah, the true bourgeoisie, that's what you don't want in there. I guess it would be a good term for it. Use a Karl Marx's term. But you, on the other hand, you don't want a Turkish Muslim either in there. And I think that Trump went too far. Trump should have found another, I don't know what he could have supported, but. But at this point, and for you, Joanne, for the two big ones in Pennsylvania were the governor, Joanne, and she came in late, and the governor Mastriano got it. He's the super super duper, you know, crazy nutcase. You know, he makes Trump look sane. I love the guy, but doesn't stand a chance in the fall. And then the senator, we have no clue because they're still counting ballots. They got 11,000 ballots left, and right now Dr. Oz is winning by about 1,100 votes. But who knows from where these votes are coming in? Whether they'll go for Oz or the crazy guy. So we don't know. And you know it's just nuts. Some have even questioned whether, and Eric says, some have even questioned whether Pat Toomey should not have retired. You know, Pat Toomey was innocuous. He was a good, you know, a placeholder. He was like a Mike Pence. Toomey reminded me of Mike Pence, kind of right and kind of, you know, without the super religious fanaticism. But just, you know, one of those that's kind of ignored. The Democrats kind of ignore him. And he can definitely win. But, you know, he definitely didn't do us any justice, for sure. I talk a lot about Pennsylvania because that's my big concern is Pennsylvania. Why Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania is if you notice, nationwide is one of the biggest stories on ABC News, on all the mainstream media. Because of Pennsylvania, not only is a major swing state, but also Pennsylvania's got the craziest races right now. That I mean, they're really weird. The people running are weird. The whole situation is really weird, and the outcome is very important because if we pull it off, now you know Mastriano had such a high impact, such a phenomenal impact on the conservative party and Republican Party and conservatives that. He might just pull it off. I mean, he might be able to push through Pennsylvania or Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. I don't know. If he does, that would be really crazy. Yeah, that'd be really crazy. Yeah, we don't want it to become another California or New York State, Eric. That's for sure. So it's going to be a crazy thing. Now, in the fall, there's a lot of things that are going to change, and a lot that aren't going to change. I mean, you're going to still have Mitch McConnell and crazy, oh my God, I can't even think of her name now. The crazy one in there that runs the house. I hate her so much. I can't even think of her name. Eric, give me an answer. I'm brain dead. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. There you go. Never mind. I got it. My allergies are just absolutely terrible, and like my brain is fogged over. I apologize. But yeah, that, I mean, and they'll be there forever. And California has gone insane. California is, California. You know, they when I was a kid, they used to say California is going to fall off the face of the earth one of these days when the earthquakes break it, you know, into pieces. And, you know, either they're going to run out of wood or they're going to fall into the ocean. I hope one or the other comes very quickly, though, because our country needs a relief from that. Either that, and they need to become their own country, one or the other, because they're doing the United States of America no justice whatsoever. Yeah, Massachusetts and New Jersey and California and New York State, they're all insane. They're all crazy. It's too far gone. Now New Jersey still has a chance, even though it doesn't seem like that, because New Jersey, a lot of the elections in New Jersey are going more for conservatives now, and they it's really pretty cool. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in New Jersey during the elections in the fall. And also in the Northeast PA, in the, I think it's the 8th Congressional District, where Matt Cartwright is running. Matt Cartwright is evil. Well, I got to tell you an evil story. This is really great. So they were talking about this tax that was put in under the Build Back Worse plan, when they said that, you know, everybody that makes more than $600, if you sell more than $600 on, you know, eBay or Etsy or any of those, they got to report it on a 1099. And you know what the crazy part about that is that they make you do all the work, because if you sell something and you lose money on it, you don't have to pay tax on that. Yet you have to figure out all of that, which you didn't have to do before, because yet the limit was $20,000 that did before it got reported. I think it's the silliest thing. So there was a petition an automated petition. It's still online somewhere. It would send out a petition to all your senators and say, look, please support. And they have a bill to get rid of that, to put it back to the way it was, or, you know, at least close to where it was, which I think is fair. I mean, I don't think people should skirt the law, but by the same token, I think people should be given a chance. Shouldn't have to bust your scones just because you made $1,000 in a yard sale or something. That's crazy. That's insane. So I sent this letter out, and Pat Toomey, of all people, came back right away. And, you know, I don't know if it was his staff or whatever, but obviously, it's because he's getting thousands of these emails, and he knows me personally, so maybe he did actually send it. But he sent a real nice email back, and he said, look, hey, I 100% support that. We shouldn't be putting the burden on the people. And, you know, it's just not fair that somebody that makes a couple $100 on a side gig has to go and, you know, get a 1099 and then sort it all out and pay it. And by the time you figure it out, if you make $2,000 or $3,000 on crafts, and then you've got to file, and you got a 1099 on that, and you got to file taxes on that, you just lost all your profit. You lost all your money. It's insane. It's just stupid. It's absolutely ludicrous. So then I get an email back from, I'm sure it's the staff of Bob Casey, our Democrat senator in Pennsylvania. And he basically said, I believe that we should keep that because people should pay their due diligence. People should pay their tax. It's fair to everybody. What's fair is fair. People should pay. I don't even know. I'm so mad at his response right now. So mad that I'm half tempted to run for friggin' Senate myself and go against him again. It's absolutely evil. It's absolutely evil. And that we got to get rid of him in this state. And you know, that's what we've got to look at. We've got to look at what's really fair to the people. We got to take the burden off the people. And you need to look at who's running and what they stand for. And, you know, Eric says that he hopes Trump isn't doing, you know, bad endorsements on purpose. I don't think so, Eric. I think that, you know, every endorsement from Trump, if you look at it, had a reason for that. But he's got so much on his plate that I just don't think that he can fully vet all the people that he's endorsing. You know, crazy, because, you know, like I said, you know, I don't want Dr. Oz to win, but the other guy's actually is worse, I would think, because he's all for the deep state. As you hear the latest thing, May the 22nd, they're voting in what the heck country is that? They're voting for with the World Health Organization, all the other ones, that if you don't, you know, they want to make United States part of this whole World Health Organization thing, that you're going to be sanctioned if you don't do whatever the World Health Organization says during times of pandemic or crisis. I think it's insane. And people don't even know about it. It's absolutely nuts. You know, we got to stop this. They're doing this crap under the table, and they're doing it by executive order, and they're killing us. They're literally killing us. We got to win in the fall. So get your friends out, get everybody you can out, because, you know, and it's got to go red. I don't care if there's a good blue, it's got to go red. Even a bad red, even if it's a, you know, Islamic, Turkish Muslim, it's got to go red, unfortunately, because at least then we can push that. The party can push it. You know, that's a big thing, but you know, it's a shame. It really is. And Rand Paul, I didn't see that. Thanks, Eric. Eric says Rand Paul won his primary in Kentucky. That's great. Yeah, Paul is a wonderful person. LaRouche Pack has been working on this a lot too. If you haven't had a chance, go look up Lyndon LaRouche. Now, his pack, that obviously he's passed away a few years back, but his pack and his organization is still running. They have a lot of great meetings that you can attend. So you can actually go on these live meetings in the evenings, and they will talk about the elections coming up. They'll talk about the craziness that's going on. I mean, it is a wealth of wonderful information. They have hour or 2 hour long meetings. You can put comments in, you can give feedback. It's just absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, please, you know, check out LaRouche, do a search for LaRouche, and check out your state and check out all the candidates, particularly Senate and the Congress, that are running. The other thing is, you know, you got to realize the judges are the most important thing. Now, judges come up next year. It's all the judges come up in the off-year elections. So this year is the U.S. House and the Senate, some of the state representatives, in their various states, and it all depends on what state you're in, but keep an eye on it. But the judges in your states typically come up on the off years. Judges are as important as any of the other offices, and people don't go out. They take the off year and they don't go out. Oh, the dog catcher's running, and the county clerk is running, and whatever. We're not going to go vote. But then there's a whole list of judges, and the judges are going to vote on the mail-in ballots and the other crap. So yeah, you know, it's the gubernatorial. That's right, all the gubernatorial. I missed that, Eric. Thank you. And the off years are important, but this year is a critical year. We need to get people in that will support us, that will support our cause. We got to push it. And you know, having seen this Doug Mastriano, I mean, like I said, I like him. I like the guy, but boy, I'll tell you, the question is, can these people win? Can we fight? And yeah, for school board, that's a big one. But can we fight and win? Can we win the battles? Now, Eric made an interesting comment, and a lot of these are coming up this year. No, they're on the off year, I think, Eric, for the most part, the school board director elections. But school board, when you think about it, is equally important as well, because that's our next generation. You know, these schools are educating for our next generation. That's our next generation of leaders, supposedly, of people who will direct the course of our nation, and yet they're teaching them, you know, critical race theory. They're teaching them to hate each other. They're teaching them to be gay. They're teaching them to be straight. You don't teach these things. You know, when I was growing up, there were gays as much as there are today, but you grew into it. If that's what you were, that's what you were, and you figured it out. You weren't said, oh yeah, you like playing with dolls. Yeah, when I was a kid, I liked playing with dolls, but I never became gay, and you know. But they say, oh, you like playing with dolls, you're gay. All of a sudden, bang, they're teaching them the wrong things. Let these kids learn for themselves who they are. You know, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are, but learn for yourself. Learn what religion you want to be. Learn how you want to be and who you want to be. Learn that on your own. And then God bless you. You know, run with it. But be who you are and be proud of it. Now I'm getting off on a tangent. That's a whole other podcast. But along with that, you got to understand that if you let the liberals get in, if you let these crazies get in, that they're going to push this. They're going to push people to do things that aren't them. You know, when you're young, you know, people talk about transgender and all this other stuff. When you're young, you know, all people are born kind of like an open slate. And what comes as they grow comes from the people they know, the friends they have, and what they're taught. And, you know, you can't be force fed things that are not, that you should be learning on your own, basically. Yeah, CRT, Common Core, that's another one. Third grade sex education, this is all Eric. I appreciate your feedback, Eric. Return to reading, writing, arithmetic, and civil and civics, absolutely. High school shop classes, that's a really good one. You know, you need more classes for people to become more independent, because we're becoming less and less independent every day. You know, it's like, oh my God, we ran out of formula. We ran out of formula for the babies. Well, what the hell did you do before 1950 when there wasn't any formula? For 13 million years, we raised babies without formula. And even when a mother was dry, they raised babies without formula. You know, why all of a sudden do we have this great crisis? I'll tell you what the great crisis is. I'm going to jump this, because this is part of the politics of who's in office. And, you know, we're spending millions of our dollars to enact this, pseudo-military thing to create, you know, formula for babies that don't have it, despite the fact that they're sending all the formula. There's a rule. They have to send formula to the babies at the border, the illegal babies at the border. I can kind of understand it, because we brought them in. We shouldn't have brought them in the first place. Now, let me get off that topic. But the whole point is that we need to stop the spending. Like, we need to stop doing that, because it's, you know, things will work out if they're allowed to. But if we keep throwing money at it, we're going to spend billions of dollars now flying baby formula in from China. You know, they're saying, oh, we're going to make the Americans make more formula. And the American companies are saying, we can't do that. You know, an automobile factory can't turn into a formula factory. It doesn't happen. Can't happen. So now we're going to spend billions of dollars bringing formula in from China, probably be infested with who knows what. And now the gas prices are going to go up, and the meat's going to go up, and everything else, because we're printing more money to do that. It's stupid. We must win. We cannot sit on our laurels, folks. We cannot sit and cry in our boots that don't stand a chance. We absolutely need to go up against this radical terrorists in the White House. Absolutely. And take care of our people first. That's right, Joanne. You know, we need to be able to survive. And the way the things are going right now, we are not going to survive. But hey, I'll tell you something cool, though. And I'm not a 40 billion. Yeah, 40 billion more to Ukraine. Exactly. And Rand Paul did a filibuster. That's great, Eric. Absolutely. But I'll tell you, there is some degree of hope. People need to use their brains. You need to use your noodle. And I got to tell you, this is so cool, because I've been planning my investment portfolio for years and learning how to play the stock market and business. Everybody says, you're going to lose in the market. You're going to lose in the market. Market lost like 4,000 points over the last 2 weeks. Everybody's crying that they lost trillions of dollars. Elon Musk lost trillions of dollars. And as I say that, I'm watching my messages come in on my phone from my brokerage, and I'm making money. I'm making more money every day. Now today the market dropped, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, and all your stocks are up 5%, 10%, 15%. Why? Because you have to buy the right stocks. You see, the problem is you have to invest in the smart things that are going to be, you have to have a balanced portfolio. But I'm just so happy that I played the game to the point where my stock market and my portfolio is actually holding up. So, you know, if you're single sided, if you played a market like the crypto market, everybody played into it. I played into it. As soon as it started to drop, I got out of it, made money. But people stay in it and they're losing money. And and yeah, I don't know about Twitter, Eric. That's for another topic and another podcast. But you're right. But I don't know. I mean, the whole world is going crazy at this point. But there are ways to stay on top of it. I think there's going to be a lot more under the table dealings with all this crap that's going on. I think a lot of the big companies are going to be going broke and go belly up. And I just think it's going to get far worse before it gets better. But we need to get the right people in. And this year is critical. This year, if we don't ace the House and the Senate this year, if we don't totally win this year, we are totally screwed. So I'm praying that God pulls this off for us. And Eric just said Truth Social has a browser version. I didn't know that. I'm waiting for Android, but yeah, that browser, that's pretty cool. So, you know, I still say that no matter how bad it gets, I'm staying on Fascist Book only because I want to keep in touch with family and friends, which is what it was originally designed for. You know, the Truth Social is great for political things and whatnot and things that are incorrect. But you know, for family and friends, that's kind of what I got tired of Facebook for, because when you're trying to keep in contact with family and friends and all you're getting is political garbage, there should be a separate platform for that. I say don't get rid of Facebook. Keep it. Keep your messenger. Keep in touch with your family and your friends and keep the politics off of it. Keep it on other things like Truth Social and other media, MeWe's and whatever else you want to go on. And with that, I am turned into a pumpkin. I didn't even realize it. I'm having so much fun tonight. But I mean, there's so much to talk about with these elections. It's crazy. But I can't emphasize enough. Tell your family, tell your friends, get out and vote. Vote red, whether you like it or not, whether the candidates are good or the candidates are bad. We can't have it go blue because blue is controlled by the party. See, that's the problem. Blue is absolutely controlled by the party. And but anyway, at that point, I am going to have to say goodnight, folks. We're going to have to hold this off any further discussions for the next podcast. And yeah, more bankruptcies and foreclosures, Joanne. Absolutely. It's going to get very interesting in the next few years. So thank you, Marilyn. And thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Eric. And everybody that's come on, Anna, Joanne. Who did I miss? Marilyn. I don't know. I can't see you all. You're going off my screen, but God bless everyone. You bring some more folks in next week. We need the truth to come out. We need more and more people. I should have 1,000 people every day here. I should have thousands and thousands. Get me what you can. Go out and promote this podcast. We'll bring America back to where it belongs. God bless. Have a good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming tonight. Take care. Good night. Stay safe. See you at 10 p.m. Eastern on Podbean. Good night.